church members. Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia, January 1, 1898. We are living in a most important period of time. The Lord is soon to come. Another year, 1897, has passed into eternity with its burden of record. We need in every church the deep heart-searching of the Spirit of God. Pride and selfishness have been taking possession of the hearts of church members when the light and evidences of the Word were never shining in more clear and distinct rays. What words can be used that will arouse the people who have professed to be followers of Christ to act the part the Lord has assigned them, to let the light that is received shine into their assemblies? When each member shall be converted, then they will shine. They cannot help shining. The work we have to do is not to get up astonishing disclosures, but to present the truth, in simplicity, as children tell the story of their simple experiences. No one need try to measure the infinite and describe the inconceivable and heavenly things. We want and must have sweet, humble meekness, trust, and faith, because we love Jesus and we cherish love for all His believing ones. The Lord would have us rest in His Word, receive His Word, and do His Word as obedient children. Then let thanksgiving come from our lips in the place of murmuring. Let love be a precious, cultivated plant. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. 1 Peter 1, verse 22. The truth sanctifies the receiver, and the soul that has the peace, the faith, and love of Christ will surely work to bless and try to save his fellow men, and will not live to please himself. Christ came not to astonish, not to gratify curiosity. Unfinished.